probably is appropriate letter the oyster start with. Lamed Vav. Kaveh mitzviloscha. Person of kavona when he davens. Should be focused when he davens. It's probably the correct word. Should be focused. Ketrilah he avodas alev. Because tefillah is, it's an expression of the person serving Kadosh Baruch Hu through his heart. If your child will speak to you without being really meaning it and focusing on it, you'd be upset. What should a tipa srucha do if they malka shalala in front of the melech? Don't be like an eved that the master gave him valuable work for the benefit of the eved. And then he the eved destroyed it. Don't be foolish like that. How can he, at that point in time, then come back and stand in front of the king? After the king gave him such a nice thing, and he with his own hands damaged it. What's he gonna say? A person should ask. It's bad enough to daven without kavana, but to ask, please forgive me without kavana, is that much even worse? You need to daven for mechila for saying slachlono. We may have to call tefillas if a person finds it not possible throughout the whole davening. Bracha Rishena Shal Shmoneh Esrei, because we should Shal Shkriya Shema Al Yechzer. At least the minimum is the first Bracha Shmoneh Esrei, the first pasuk of Shema. Ki lo yotze chavas tefillah mishal kibim. Those two things are ma'akev in kavon. That's your minimal kavon. So, I think it's very appropriate. I used to learn before Rosh Hashanah. Before I said something true before Rosh Hashanah. I think people have mistaken the idea of Kavanah and Tefillah. I think it means taking period, what the words mean. That's what kavana is. And that's definitely an element of kavana. It's much better than nothing but the words mean. But if till an avodaship alev, it should be an expression of the person. So I could think about the words mean and sound like an automaton, like a robot. It's not tefillah. It's not avodaship alev. It's not an avoda. It's tefillah in the sense that the kavana, the pure shamilas, so it has the minimum basics of what tefillah is supposed to be, but that's way different than a person who comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu when the moments of the tefillah is inspiring, he feels inspired. The moments of tefillah is bakasha, he's feeling the bakasha. It's haidoa, you're feeling haidoa. And he's expressing those emotions in these words. So that's a whole different davening experience. We're just talking to somebody who's like, he looks around during davening. You see, there's certain people which push it, you can tell that these people are connected. They're talking to Hashem. And the flip side of the coin, there's certain people you can tell that they're not. They're talking to the wall or to the guy next to them. But it's even worse. But like, the person's davening, he's saying the words, but like, it's not a conversation between him and his creator. That's a real problem. So Kameh Mitzviloscha is that it's the thought is like it's like a focused, directed thought. You're focusing in what you're saying. Not so much because you're focusing in what you're saying to who you're saying it to. The whole process of tefillah. You need to focus in on that. It's not just what you're saying, it's to who you're saying it to whom you're saying it. And that's when that point in time you can call avodas alev. Then he says, okay. So if the ben if the ben doesn't talk properly, so kavu chomer an eved and his master. So we relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu both as bonim and as avodim. And if the Baruch Hu's response to the ben is going to be the master, the father's response to ben is going to be with upset. Kavu chomer's response to an eved is going to be just beyond upset, but like, you know, there'd be punishment. So that's like the next step up. One thing with the Mishnah Shema says, when he talks about tefillah, he talks about the idea a person will stop before he davens for a few moments and think about the tremendous chus that he has to be able to stand in front of and talk to the king. A person will stop and misbounded in that. That'll set the tone for the relationship. I'm like, wow, I'm zeichet to talk to the melech and present my issues to the melech and have the melech listen to me, have the melech respond. The schus is tremendous. If a person would focus on that schus, the final result would be a different tefillah. Bechlal, I think we sometimes have a challenge of focusing on the positive. So, I don't know you, but we tend to fetch. So, the person thinks about davening, so he thinks about the fact davening is long. You should think about davening. Davening is this tremendous schus. Like, we're not in that mode. Because I'll say the Rambam in Jerusalem is like one of the things which is way up there in the highest levels of the world is this process of the human being being able to talk to his creator. This good person listens. Then he says this the kudav that the person should ask slicha and mechila for saying shalom. Like, as I mentioned to you, that idea from Ron Cutler about that betzim, the process of saying viri really is an insult to the king. But the Russian allows it, accepts it, because that's what we need. But if we end up abusing it, he says, like, so now what are we supposed to do? And he says, yeah, this idea, you know, there's a minimal. So there's the famous piece from Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker asks the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam one place says that Kavanah is ma'akev in the first bracha. In one place, it seems that Kavanah is ma'akev in the whole tefillah. So it's a steer in the Rambam. So Chaim Brisker says that there's two different kavanas a person has to have when he dies. It's a kavanah pure shemilus. That's again the first bracha. First bracha of Shemini Esrei, and that's it. I mean, you're allowed to have more, obviously. But that the lack of pirush hamilus is ma'akev and kavana, that is only true in the first bracha. There's a second kavana, which is the idea that a person is recognizing the fact that he's standing in front of the king. This is the process of tefillah, the person moves to the point where he's standing in front of the mill. That's a tefillah. The tefillah is they reach that point where he's right there. That awareness that a person is Emily Tamelis, what Chaim Brisker says is Ma'aki from the beginning to the end of Shemeshon Esther. He says, sometimes in Shemeshon Esther, a person's mind wanders, and that doesn't feel like he's Emily Tamelis. He lost his chus of tefillah. That's pretty intense, yeah? Right? So I think, you know, even if you don't think Pirush HaMilas, but yeah, I'm not sure what the words mean, but I know I'm talking to my Creator and He's listening to me. That's pretty. So the Chazanish says on it that, you know, there's a musik of like an assumed level of awareness you're standing in front of the melech. The person goes to daven. So I mean, his response to the crime, there's no two different. It's just there's a loch of kavanah and pure shemilas, and the process of tefillah. We can assume the person is where they're standing in front of the king. Maybe in the Chazanish's world, like, that was an assumption. I don't know about you, but there's a famous mitzvah with the Chassidus Rebbe. After that, I went over to one of the Chassidim. He said, "Shalom aleichem." He said, "I'm Shalom, but I wasn't away for a trip." He said, "Yes, you were." He said, "I think you went to Alaska on a cruise." and look in your face and think about last night's cruise. I said, yeah, I was. I said, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. I traveled the whole world. There's a fort that, these people travel with the rechav. People travel with the sus. We just mention Hashem's name, and we travel all over the world. We're busy davening. We're all about the minds thinking about the whole Tagan Sevel. We don't need rechav, we don't need sus, and we do it that. You know, it's one of these jokes which are, you know, just very sad because they mirror the real reality in a major way. He says, at least if a person has kavana and pirish in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and the first pasuk of Shema, even if his mind wanders at otherwise, so at least he's yotze the din of chavisat tefillah. It'd be hard to say he's yotze the din of tefillah of avodah lev. I'd find difficult to say he's yotze that, but the halacha required of saying the words he says. There's a chazal, the chazal is a lashon. Chavon liba the shemayim beimo beyira bereses a bezeiyah. So the process is we require the emotions of Eman Yira, the person has this awe, this respect, and then Bereses Ubezeya, Bereses is he's trembling, and Zeya is he's sweating. And he's so overwhelmed with the responsibility and the opportunity. You could picture a person walking into the president. Even the president, you know, like not so hush in a way. Right? So there's a certain respect, certain awe of what's happening here. I'm going into the person's trembling, person's nervous, person can't get the words out, you know, person's overwhelmed. So theoretically, that's what happened when person dives down. I'm standing in front of the middle of Malchim Mochim, the Burry, and what do you say? Like, somebody told me that they talk to us all the time, but they always wonder why you have to have the fine tefillah. So there's many different answers, but it'd be so easy to figure out what to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu about. Like just that one point.